The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Basser, Paisik at the Beis Havad Linyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara and Daf Kuf Rav Hei on Beis brings down the Mishnah, Tan Hasam, Evan Shal Pi HaChavis, Mata Al Tzidov V'Hinoi Felas. If let's say you have a stone which is sitting on top of a barrel, so then if you could tilt the barrel on the side, and then that causes the stone to fall, and then I'm allowed to take the barrel and move it wherever I'd like to move it. So the Gemara brings down, Amar Rabba, Amar Rabbi Yami, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, a member from Rabbi Yechanan, Loi Shanu El V'Sheicheach. This, that I'm allowed to move the barrel after I tilt the stone and remove it, that's only if I forgot, and in other words, I forgot to remove the stone before Shabbos, but I was not intending that it should be there for Shabbos. Aval b'meiniach, if I intentionally place the stone in a manner that it'll be on top of the barrel for Shabbos, nasa basis l'davar aser, then the barrel is a basis l'davar aser, and the barrel itself becomes muktzah. Now, so the Gemara's before, there's a concept of basis, that it could be that something that normally would be mutter, if it's holding, if you would intentionally place an item which is muktzah on top of it to be there for Shabbos, then the bottom thing, the heter, the davar mutter betotal, now becomes muktzah throughout the duration of Shabbos. Then even after the stone is removed, even after the muktzah would be removed, it still remains inherently muktzah. This davar heter remains inherently muktzah. So I just wanted to discuss, there are a lot of halachas about when you say basis and what types of things become basis. So I just wanted to go through some of the cases that the place can say and some of the kolam that the place can bring down about the category of muktzah called basis. It's mavur in the Prima Gadim that it's not just a kli which becomes basis. And now there's a barrel. It's not just, let's say, a barrel that if you put muktzah on it, it'll become basis. But even anything, even food, if I put, let's say, muktzah food on top, or I put any type of muktzah on top of food, that could make the food itself basis. And then the food itself will be basis and aser betiltel on Shabbos. Now, it's mavur that in order to be a basis, to make the heter basis, you don't need that the muktzah should be actually on top, sitting on top of the davar heter. Rather, as long as the muktzah is being held in place by the davar heter, that's sufficient to render the davar heter as a basis. For example, the place can bring down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, in Simon Shin Ches, of Katan Lamed Aleph, let's say you have a table, and the table has a drawer, and the drawer has muktzah in it. So it depends. If the drawer is stuck to the table, is fastened to the table, you can't remove the drawer from the table, then we look as the drawer and the table as being one item, and therefore it won't become muktzah at all. However, if let's say you have a removable drawer from which is sitting in the table beneath another, beneath the tabletop, and it's being held in place by the table, and I have some muktzah in the drawer, then the din is that the entire table becomes muktzah to this drawer. So you see that you don't need that the muktzah should be sitting on top of the dvar heter. Even as long as it's being supported by the dvar heter, that is sufficient to render the dvar heter as being muktzah because of basis, the dvar aser. And the reverse is also true. Let's say I have a paperweight that's muktzah that's sitting on top of paper. They put the paperweight on, like I took a stone and for one time use, not, I didn't designate it to be my paperweight. Wait, I happen to have something muktzah which I'm using now as a paperweight. So the din is the papers do not become muktzah because really the muktzah is serving to function the heter. And as when you say basis, basis is only if the heter is a base for the muktzah. It's holding the muktzah in place. So then we say the base becomes batel to the muktzah. However, if it's the opposite, that the muktzah is what's serving the heter, like for example the case of the paperweight, so then you would not say that the paperweight paper becomes muktzah to the paperweight. Okay, now there's a big shaila in the Paiskim about a klisha malachta l'isser. Let's say you have a tape recorder, not a very expensive tape recorder, a tape recorder that you put on top of a klisha malachta l'isser. So the question is, can a klisha malachta l'isser make something into basis? So the Aruch HaShulchan says in Simen Shin Yud Siv Tes, it's mavur that he says it's pashut hu that something that's a basis l'klisha malachta l'isser, it can't become more chomer than the kli shem lasa lister itself. In other words, for example, let's say I took a recorder and put it on top of a plate. So now this plate, so it's a basis l'davar aser. However, the plate cannot become more chomer than the mukta itself. No, so the plate now will be mutter l'tzarech gufay mekaymei. Just like a klishim l'achtel l'isser is mutter l'tzarech gufay mekaymei. So who is in this plate, which became a basis to klishim l'achtel l'isser, that also becomes, retains the dinim, it absorbs the dinim of the klishim l'achtel l'isser, and now the plate can be used for tzarech gufay mekaymei, but I can't move it, let's say, michamatel, if I want to move the plate, not because I need the reason, I just want to, let's say, protect the plate or something, that would be kosher to do on Shabbos. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. However, the truth is the Prima Gadim is a topic to say even more. That because he suggests that it could be that a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister, since we find that it only has a diminished halachas of mukta, so it could be that it's not sufficient to make the, something else into basis, since it itself only has a lower level of mukta, so perhaps it doesn't make anything to basis. That's what the Prima Gadim is in topic. And Lamaisa, really, it's a big machlokes achrayim. The Tila David is machmer. He says that a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister could make something into basis. The Yeshua Tziakov apparently seems to say that he's made on the shaila. So I saw that Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos is Meir. He wants to say that this machlokes about whether a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister can make something to basis depends on the side of what does it mean? What's the Isser of a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister? They find the Mishabrua at several places, and the Aruch HaShulchan, they seem to say that the site of a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister is because, since I can't use it for Malachas of Heter on Shabbos, so I partially maxed it for my Das. In other words, I have some sort of intent that I'm not going to use it for Shabbos, and that creates the Mukta of a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister. However, the Bir Agra learns that the Kli Shem Lachtei Lister has nothing to do with Haktah Midas. It's nothing to do with the fact that I am not planning on using it. Rather, it has to do with what he calls Xerus Kalim. In other words, just like we had that even a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister, you can only move with Tzayrech, I can only move it under certain circumstances. So by Kli Shem Lachtei Lister, we just broadened the definition of of the Tzayrech I need. I need Tzayrech Kufa, Yimakayimai, and other Tzachim is not sufficient. However, that's just an extension of Xerus Kalim. But it's nothing to do with Haktami Das. So Hilchos Shabbos b'Shabbos wants to say that depending on these shitas, this will determine whether or not Kli Shem Lachtei Lister can make a basis. If you hold that it's haktzah from das and it's regular mukta, so then the Kli Shem Lachtei Lister, just like its mukta, it has a certain level of mukta. So too, it can create something that's holding it. It can create a din of basis, at least al kopanim, for the amount that it itself is mukta. However, if you hold like the Gain, that a Kli Shem Lachtei Lister has nothing to do with Haktah Midas, it's just a special Gzeir of Kalim. So on Gzeir of Kalim, there's no concept, you can't have a buses for something that just has a Gzeir of Kalim. It's just a Gzeir of Alma, you shouldn't move this Kli, it's nothing to do with Mukta. So Meili wants to tell this Machlaikis of whether Kli Shem Lachtei Lister makes buses in that understanding of what Mukta is. Al kapanim lahalacha, it's a big machlokes. It spans the generations, like we said, from the Yeshua Yaakov and the Tzvi David down right through to the Prima Gadim and the Aruch HaShulchan, which is much later. So and even today, some Shabbos say that the Kli Shem Lachtei Lister could make a basis. Some say it can't. It's a big machlokes. It spans the generations and lemaisa. Certainly, a person shouldn't get into the shaila. They don't need to. However, there's certainly a b'makom tzayrich, a b'makom atzchak, a person can be meikol if there's necessity. Now, usually this case is not really to megeya, because, like we said, even according to machmirim, you're still allowed to use the buses for tzayrich kufay. So the only nafkamina would be if, let's say, micham latzil, let's say there's you're afraid that this thing's going to get destroyed. So then it would be subject to this machlokes between these achrayim. Now, there's a very fundamental machlokes about how to define a basis. The Magen Avraham says a very important aside. He says that the whole din of a basis, a base, that we're saying that the heter, the Kli Shem Lachtei Lister, is supporting the mukta, that only if it's, I put it there intentionally that it should be with lashon as nisyasha of betuv, that should sit better, and like this is his place and this is where I want it to sit better, it's going to help me store it more neatly to put it on top of the, to put the muktzah on top of the heter. Or, but what about, but however, he says that's only, that that's the only case. However, if I'm just dumping it there because just dumping it there haphazardly, and as I don't really care if the muktzah is on top of the heter, the heter is on top of the iser, so then he says that's not, that doesn't fall under the category of a basis. So, l'mashal, very often people have it in a drawer. They'll just dump whatever is in there, in whatever they want to put down, they'll dump in a drawer. So if it happens to be that muktzah fell out on top of heter, according to this Magen Avraham, it would not make create a basis. And it's also very negay, let's say freezers. Very often a person will just dump all the things they need to store, to be cooled, they'll dump it in their freezer. So it could well wind up that, say, frozen fish, which is muktzah, will lie on top of something that you need for Shabbos. So according to this Magen Avraham, then the frozen fish, even though it's muktzah, it will not make anything beneath it muktzah, because since you didn't put it there with an intention, that this is the best way to store it, so then it does not create a basis. Now l'maisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that not everyone agrees to this Magen Avraham. However, he says since many Achronim do hold like the Magen Avraham, so he says, Yesh lismich alav b'makam etzarech. If there's a necessity, a case of necessity, one is permitted to rely on the Magen Avraham. Now, it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah does not use the lashon that he uses other places. They need a tzarech gadol, a big place, or a shas etzrak, or a hefsid. All those things he doesn't use. He uses a very simple lashon. Any makam tzarech he can make. So you don't need the threshold of what we just consider a tzarech, a necessity, is not a high one over here. As long as there is some sort of necessity to move this thing, then according to Mishnah Berurah, you can be samech on this Magen Avraham and move the heter, and it will not have a din of a basis. Now, there's another Yisrael Yisrael Machlekes about basis. That, like we said, that the only thing that that's like I said, that says that Tzavur, in the Paiskim, that if I put something there without an intention that should be there for Shabbos, then it does not make a basis. In other words, I don't have to intend that I'm going to remove it before Shabbos. I just have to not intend that I'm going to keep it there on Shabbos. That's sufficient to make that it's not a basis. Because basis is only if I put it there with an intention to keep it there on Shabbos. Now, there's a Trumas Hadeshen that says that that's only if I put it there during the week. However, if I actually put something on Erev Shabbos, I put it there, so then the only time it's not a bus is if I have to actively intend to remove it before Shabbos. But if I put it there Erev Shabbos without thinking about what I'm going to do on Shabbos, then that itself is considered that I'm putting it there for Shabbos, and that would make it into a bus of Davar Aser. Now the Beis Yosef disagrees with this Trumas Hadeshen, and he holds no. Erev Shabbos is just like any other day, and as long as I put it, as long as I don't actively intend that it should be there for Shabbos, then it does not make a basis. The Mishnah Berurah brings down both days, and he's not machri. He doesn't say which either way. Now, let's say I put something dvar iser on top of dvar heter with intent, but an intent to leave it there for Shabbos. And then I don't do anything, I just change my mind, because I think, you know, I'm going to remove it there, I'm going to remove it before Shabbos, and then I forget to actually remove it. So the question is the fact that it was just going on in my mind, that I decided I'm going to remove it before Shabbos, is that enough to remove this and prevent it from becoming a basis? So Shmir Shabbos Kalchasai brings down from the Shana Zalman that as long as I had in mind at any point to remove it from Shabbos, even if though I ultimately forgot to do so, that's sufficient to prevent this thing from becoming a basis. And his lashon over there is that the b'chiyai gavno machshava maisi mi day maisa. Even though I did a maisa when I put it there to put it there for Shabbos, my machshava is enough to remove it to that it shouldn't be a basis. So he does not really explain what that means. However, the Hilchos Shabbos to Shabbos brings down from Reb Yashiv, he also holds like Reb Shlomo Zalman that the intention to remove before Shabbos is sufficient to prevent it from becoming a basis. And he explains that the concept of a basis all goes on in a person's mind. In other words, what makes something a basis is the fact that he, in his mind, is mevatel the heter to the muktzah. However, the moment that he changes his mind and decides he doesn't want the heter to be on the iser for Shabbos, to be on top of the heter for Shabbos, that instantly makes that it's not a buses, and therefore it would not become a buses for Shabbos.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.